From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a nuclear security summit. The biennial event Thursday and Friday will include delegations from more than 50 nations who will discuss evolving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. The White House says that while it is impossible to determine the likelihood of a nuclear attack by extremist groups, there are tons of loose nuclear material located around the world. U.S. President Barack Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and South Korean President Park Geun-hye will hold a trilateral meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The three allies plan to discuss China's level of commitment to a tough sanctions-based approach to pressure North Korea into giving up its nuclear weapons. President Obama will also meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The Obama administration says it will not paper over differences with China on maritime and cybersecurity issues. 70-year-old U Tin Hyo took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony before a joint session of the Myanmar parliament. The ceremony marks the end of military rule in the country, once known as Burma, dating back to 1962. In his inaugural speech, the new president vowed to change the current constitution so that it fully embraces democratic standards. The U.S. military said Wednesday it plans to increase its presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. The Pentagon says it intends to deploy a brigade combat team on a rotational basis next February, along with a full set of equipment to NATO's eastern borders. This is VOA News. France's defense minister says French objectives have been achieved in the Central African Republic, and later this year, it will stop military operations there. The mission began in 2013 as the CIR was being consumed by ethnic violence between Christians and Muslims, and people were dying by the thousands. French President François Hollande announced Wednesday he has abandoned a plan for a constitutional provision that would strip the citizenship from French-born terrorists. He first proposed the change after the November terrorist attacks in Paris, but France's Senate and National Assembly were not able to agree on a text. The proposal met opposition from those who feared it would unfairly target Muslims. The UN humanitarian chief said Wednesday that since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council in his monthly briefing that continued safe access is urgently needed to reach millions more. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the ceasefire in Syria seems to be holding.
I'm encouraged that the cessation of hostilities is holding by and large. We must strive now for a nationwide ceasefire and progress in the talks, which will resume next week.
Ban Ki-moon. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff flashed out at her critics. They're trying to impeach her. Ms. Rousseff said in Brasilia that her opponents are trying to carry out a coup against her. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Khaled Zia Wednesday. The warrant is connected to the 2015 firebombing of a bus that killed two people and injured many others. The former prime minister and 27 other leaders of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party are accused of instigating the bombing. A spokesman for the BNP calls the charges laughable. U.S. President Barack Obama is commuting the prison sentences of 61 people serving time for drug-related crimes. The White House says more than a third of the inmates were serving life sentences. All of them were jailed for drug possession, intent to distribute, or related crimes. A few also had firearms violations. Colombia has agreed to hold formal peace talks with the country's second-largest rebel group, moving closer to ending a five-decade-long civil war. According to a joint statement released on Wednesday, negotiations between the Colombian government and the National Liberation Army, or ELN, will take place in Ecuador. The two sides have already been holding exploratory peace talks, but Wednesday's announcement formalizes those discussions and brings the leftist ELN into a wider peace process. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.